Peter, turning, saw that disciple whom Jesus loved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the octave day of the feast of Saint John, one of the apostles. And it's also the first Wednesday today. And after Mass, we say the little prayer to Saint Joseph. And we remember especially our dear sacristan, Katie, who was buried on Friday. And she was always such a great devotee to Saint Joseph. So keep her in your minds and in your prayers today when we honor the great foster father of our Lord. Saint Joseph was the one who took care of Blessed Virgin Mary and also of Jesus when the Holy Family was living here on earth. And Saint Joseph, he died in the arms of Jesus and Mary, and that's why he is such a great patron of all those who are dying, because that's how that's the way every Catholic should strive to die in the state of sanctifying grace in the arms of Jesus and Mary. But after Saint Joseph died, and it was needed somebody to take care of Mary now. And as long as Jesus was alive here on earth, he worked very hard and supported his dear mother by practicing the trade of carpenter, like had been that of Saint Joseph as well. But then it was about it was the time for Jesus to die on the cross and then gloriously resurrect and then ascend into heaven. But Blessed Virgin Mary, she still remained here on earth even after the resurrection and ascension. So somebody was needed to take care of our blessed, dear Blessed Virgin. And to this, our Lord chose on the cross the disciple whom he loved the most, namely Saint John the Apostle. It says quite clearly in the Gospels that Saint John was the disciple whom Jesus loved. Of course, our Lord loved all his disciples, but Saint John was the one whom he loved the most, who was especially dear to our Lord. And to many, it might seem hard to believe that Jesus could love one of the apostles more than the others. You should know, children, that parents, when they love their children, they cannot really choose favorites. We have seen in Bible class how that often ends up in a very bad situation, like with Jacob, who loved his son Joseph more than he loved the other sons. But God is not bound into these kind of attachments, but God always loved the most those people who love him the most. God does love some men more than he loves some others. And even though we might seem this hard to accept, and it should only make us strive to love God more and more each day. And this is exactly how Saint John practiced his holy religion. He was the one who remained faithful all the way to the end, while all the apostles ran away when Jesus was captured. Saint John, together with Holy Mary, he came back. He was there when Jesus was crucified, and he was the one to whom Jesus gave his own mother to be Saint John's mother now as well. Jesus loved Saint John more than the other apostles because of the purity and sincerity and devotion of this holy apostle, Saint John. His life should show us that the more we love God, the better place we have in heaven. Saint John himself writes us in his first epistle, "My little children, let us not love in word nor in tongue, but in deed and truth. In this we know that we are of the truth, and in his sight we shall persuade our hearts. For if our heart do reprehend us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. And those beautiful words, children, God is greater than our heart. We must love God more than we love anything else. You, children, you must know and remember that you must love God more than you love your parents, your friends, or even your own children, should God one day give you those. We have so many problems in today's dark world, in society, and in families, because people love themselves and other people more than they love God. Or some people, even worse, love some trivial things more, like they can love sports or even food more than they love God. For a Catholic, the greatest target of attachment must always be God Almighty, who is in heaven. Anyone who loves a created thing more than he loves the Creator, namely God, cannot be our friend. Apostle St. John writes in his second epistle, "Everyone that revolteth and persisteth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that persisteth in the doctrine, the same hath both the Father and the Son. If any man come to you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into the house, nor say, God save you, unto him." This direction of St. John, children, it means that if we love God, we must also love his doctrine. We must love the church from whom we learn to love God. And if some men should oppose this doctrine which makes us love God, we cannot be their friends. It is very unfortunate that sometimes we need to choose whether we love God or whether we love men. But if we stay faithful, like St. John did, all the way to the cross, God will show his love to us, namely that he will one day raise us to heaven. The people often don't like you if you follow this advice of St. John, namely that you are not friends of those who don't love God. It's a very hard commandment to follow, especially if that should happen in your own family. But as St. John also records the words of our Lord, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If we love God, he will also love us. And what could ever be more precious than that? Therefore, children, throughout your whole lives, stay very faithful and loving to the Catholic Church and to its holy doctrine, and stay very devout and faithful to Saint Joseph, who is the protector of the whole Church and also the great patron of the dying. If you live in the love for Catholic Church, Saint Joseph will also protect you, so that you also can die in the arms of Jesus and Mary. And as God, as you have loved God on the earth, he will then love you forever in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.